Welcome back to this course on mindfulness and habit change. Yesterday we discussed a key element of mindfulness that is essential to cultivate if we wish to change unhealthy or unwanted habits. That is the attitudes with which we meet our experience. Today we'll discuss different kinds of habit energies and how we can work with them. In my book, The Here and Now Habit, How Mindfulness Can Help You Break Unhealthy Habits Once and For All, I explore how different kinds of unhealthy or problematical habits have different feelings and energies associated with them. But all can be experienced and changed when met with mindfulness, with a kind, interested, and accepting awareness. Today we'll explore and work with the four main kinds of habits, and we'll, in coming days, deepen our exploration of these habit energies. The first habit energies are those of wanting. They have an energy of moving towards something we desire. Could be craving or habitually seeking food, drink, drugs, sex, recognition, or any other object of desire. Working mindfully with habits of wanting means opening fully to the feeling of wanting or reaching out as it manifests in the body, in the emotions, and in the mind. We can experience the energies of wanting, of desire, without fixating on the object of desire. And then the energies can, with practice, come and go without being inherently a problem. The second kind of habit energy is habits of resistance. Getting caught up in feelings or emotions of wanting to get away from something we find unpleasant or painful, including anger, frustration, judgment, impatience, and the habits associated with these energies, such as making angry remarks, sending an angry email, or impatient or aggressive driving. Working mindfully with these habit energies of resisting involves learning how to stay with the unpleasant feelings that underpin these habitual reactions. The third area covers habits of distraction, moving away from our present moment's experience and towards something that seems more attractive, interesting, or exciting, such as social media or text messages, emails, TV, etc. Working with these habits of distraction involves becoming familiar with the feelings, sometimes they're subtle, that trigger the wish to move away from our experience. It might be a feeling of boredom or anxiety or fear. And the invitation is to stay with the feeling rather than moving towards the habitual distraction. The fourth area is habits of doing, of stress, of worry, feeling like we're always on our way somewhere, without enough time to get everything done, checking off our to-do list with a stressed, often frenetic sense of disconnection from the present. Working with these habits of stress and worry involves coming back to the bodily feelings and emotions that are present and opening to them, and bringing awareness to the thoughts and beliefs that can help perpetuate them, and choosing not to believe the narratives and beliefs as though they were the truth. For example, I'll never be able to do all this, or this is never going to change. Though the energies behind these types of habits feel quite different, they're all ways in which we move away from the present moment. Dissatisfied with how things are here and now, we try to get something we don't have, or we try to escape from a painful or uninteresting experience, or feel we have to keep running just to keep pace. It's important to stress that these energies are not bad or wrong. They're natural human energies to get what we need to thrive and survive and avoid threats. They can help us get our needs met, help protect us from harm, and encourage us to take action for justice, and help us get done what needs to be done. But when we don't meet these energies with awareness, they can lead to much harm. Desires without awareness can lead to craving and addiction. Resistance, emotions like anger, can lead to hatred and the wish to cause harm if we're not aware and we're not willing to feel our feelings. The energy of doing can, without awareness, lead to stress, to worry and anxiety. The key is awareness. When we're not aware of our experience, these patterns become forms of resistance to the present moment. But all of them can, with training and practice, be transformed by learning to come back to the present moment with mindfulness. In the four upcoming sessions, we'll explore in more detail and work with these different habit energies. In this session, we'll bring awareness in meditation to the energies that take you away from the present moment, from your experience here and now. This will help you become more familiar with the habit patterns of your mind, which are triggers for behaviors and habits of thought that lead to stress and to suffering. So begin this period of meditation by finding a relaxed and comfortable posture, sitting with your back straight, your chest open so you can breathe easily, letting your body sink into the surface beneath you, just feeling your body on the chair or the floor or the cushion. You could take a few longer, deeper breaths to help you arrive and settle. You might scan your body, moving your attention down, and see if there's any area of tension or contraction that you could invite to relax a little more. And with an attitude that's kind and non-judging, simply notice what's present for you, moment to moment. Notice bodily feelings, warm, cool, tight, relaxed, hard, soft, piercing, tingling. Invite a kind acceptance of whatever is present. Notice too your emotions, mood, mind states, sadness, restlessness, peace, joy, anger, invite a kind attention to whatever is present, letting it come and go in its own time. Now let your attention come to your breathing and bring awareness to your breath just as it is, breathing in, breathing out. And notice when your mind goes into thinking or gets captured by a strong emotion or mind state. And notice, do you experience an energy of wanting something you don't have? And if you do, see if you can notice that energy and stay with it, letting it come and go. If it's helpful, you can note wanting or desire. Do you notice yourself resisting anything? Not liking what you're feeling, pushing something away. See if you can open to those difficult feelings and let them come and go, riding the waves of challenging feelings. Do you notice the energy of distraction? Something pulls you out of the present moment and into daydreaming or fantasizing. See if you can become aware of that energy that pulls you into thought. Maybe there's a feeling in your body that triggers a sense of boredom or disconnection that then pulls you into thought. Notice that energy. Do you notice yourself being pulled into the future? Worrying about what might happen. Perhaps an energy of fear or worry that things are going to turn out badly. Do you feel that if you don't keep thinking about what you have to do next, that something will go wrong? Notice that energy of doing, if it arises, and meet it with care and kindness. Bringing your attention back to your breath and body and watching the thoughts come and go. In meditation over the coming days, become as familiar as you can with these habit energies that can lead us into unhealthy habits. And meet them with kindness, allowing the thoughts, feelings, or impulses to come and go without acting on them. Tomorrow we'll explore and work mindfully with habits of wanting or craving. And after I ring the bell, if you like, you might sit quietly and just observe these energies of wanting, of resisting, of distraction, and of doing, and see if you can bring a kind attention to the feelings that underlie these behaviors that we can get caught up in. Whether it's eating or drinking unhealthily or spacing out much of the time or getting caught up in stress or worry, getting impatient with ourselves and others. Become as familiar as you can with these habit energies and how you can work skillfully with them.